This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I have two pockets that I would like to share with you today. They're both brief, but I think it's worthwhile to have exposure to both of these pockets. This is the last blot, of course, of Parak Hashmini. And the first one I would like to discuss is Shibud Rav Nosson. The Gemara said that Abayi said that the Braisa that says that if a Yavam sells the Nechasim of the... Excuse me. The Braisa said that if somebody owed the a brother money and then the brother died, so he can't say, well, since I inherit the brother, I'm going to maintain the loan, but we take it out of the Yavam's possession, and he buys karka, and he eats the peiros. So Gemara says that Abayi said that this braisa is not accurate. Is enoi mishnah, zu enoi mishnah. Why? Because he could say to her, she's going to say, well, you can't just hold on to the loan that was owed to my husband, because now it's owed to me. And he could reply, what do you mean? I don't owe it to you, I owe it to your husband. And the Gemara says, well, why would she be able to say, why would he be able to tell her, you're not my balas devarim? Meaning, the Gemara wanted to say that the reason why it's not a braisa is because he could say to her, look, lav balas devarim didiyat, I don't owe you the money. That's why it's not a braisa. It's not a braisa because he could say, I don't owe you the money, I owe your brother the money. To which the Gemara replies, what do you mean? That's not a reason why it's not a braisa. That's a reason. It's not a braisa because he could say, I don't owe you the money. But let her say to him, listen here, pal, you owe my husband, and my husband owes me for the ksuba. Sorry, could you see me? Your husband owes me for the ksuba. In other words, first the Gemara wanted to say that it's not a braisa because he could say lav bala dvarim didiat. So maybe that's why it's not a braisa. To which the Gemara says back, that's not a reason why it's not a braisa. What about Shibuda de Rav Nosson, right? What's Shibuda de Rav Nosson? If Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could collect from Reuven. Right? If Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi could go and collect directly from Reuven. That implies that not everybody agrees to Rav Nosson. Meaning, what does that mean, not everybody agrees to Rav Nosson? That implies the Chachamim would say that just because Reuven owes Shimon and Shimon owes Levi, Levi cannot go and collect from Reuven. Meaning Rav Nosson is up to debate. But why would that be? Why would Rav Nosson be up to debate? Rav Nosson is up to debate? Wouldn't everyone agree? Just like Levi could collect from Shimon, can't Levi collect from Shimon's assets? And one of Shimon's assets is that Reuven owes him money. So the Ritva says, Mashma delatana de palagale de Rav Nosson, ein hamalve goive choivai, mi bali choivai sheyeshaloi vishaloi. That the malve cannot collect his chayv from other bali chayvos that the loive has, that his loive has. V'tema amai. Why can't a malve collect from the loive's, from the loive's bali chayvos? Mi adif minachasim mishubadim shehaloive toyref minakarkois v'gam mehametaltim im shibdam loive agav. Why would Levi not be able to collect from Reuven? Levi could collect from Shimon's property that he sold because the property is meshubed to Levi. So if Levi could collect from Shimon's property that he sold, why can't he collect from Shimon's balei chayv? In other words, why would anyone argue on Rav Nosson? Would anybody say that Levi can't collect from a loive from Shimon? So there's a shach. The shach in Chayshe Mishpat, Simen Kuf Aleph, Sivkata and Gimel, says something amazing. And he says, what if Shimon is Meichel the Chayiv from Reuven? You hear this? Reuven borrowed money. So like this. Reuven borrowed from Shimon. Shimon borrowed from Levi. What if Shimon goes ahead and says to Reuven, the opposite. In other words, Reuven owes Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi. What would the halacha be in the following situation? Right. So in this case, let's say it clearer. Reuven lent to Shimon, and Shimon lent money to Levi, and Reuven wants to collect from Levi. But what if Shimon is meichel the money that he lent to Levi? What if Shimon says to Levi, "Hey Levi, you don't have to pay me back. If you don't hold of Sheba de Reb Nasan, then Reuven cannot collect from Levi. Why? Because Levi no longer owes the money to Shimon." Everybody would agree, if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon lent money to Levi, Reuven could collect from Levi. There's no question. Because since Shimon is responsible to him and Levi is responsible to Shimon, he could go straight to Levi. But what if Shimon obviated the need for Levi to pay him back? What if he was Meichel? So now Levi is not responsible to Shimon. So without Shibud HaDrav Nasan, Reuven can't go to Levi. But now that we have Shibud HaDrav Nasan, who we learn out from a pasuk, by the way, part of the question of the Ritva is not just why would anybody argue on Rav Nasan, but why do you even need a pasuk? Why does Rav Nasan need a pasuk of the Nasan la Asher Asham Loi? Isn't it obvious that if Reuven lent money to Shimon and Shimon to Levi, that Reuven could collect from Levi, why do I need a pasuk? The answer is, you know, it says a shach, you need a pasuk, because if Shimon would be Meichel his chayiv to Levi, then Reuven can't go to Levi, because he can't say to Levi, hey, you owe Shimon and Shimon owes me, because Levi could say, I don't owe Shimon. The Shibud of Rav Nasan says that even if Shimon is Meichel Levi, Levi owes Reuven straight. According to Rav Nasan, who learns it out from a pasuk, Reuven could still collect from Levi, because the mamain of Levi is meshubah to Reuven and not only to Shimon. And just to explain this better, let's see if I did the right sheet. Okay. The Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Peivav explains the Lamdus over here, that the din of Rav Nasan is not that Reuven could go and collect from Levi. I don't need Rav Nasan for that. Of course Reuven could collect from Levi. The din of Rav Nasan is, it's considered like Reuven lent the money to Levi. When Reuven lends to Shimon and Shimon to Levi, the chiddush is not Reuven could collect from Levi. Even the Rabbanan would say Reuven could collect from Levi. The chiddush is that Reuven is considered the one who lent the money to Levi. It's considered like Reuven lent it to Levi. And therefore, if Shimon is Meichel, Reuven could go straight to Levi. That's the chiddush of Rav Nasan. That's why I need a pasuk. I need a pasuk to be able to say that Reuven is considered the malva to Levi. Memela, even if Shimon is Meichel, Reuven could say, that's very nice, you were Meichel. I was never Meichel. The Chiddush HaKra is that I am the Malve. Okay, that's the first Indian. I wanted to share with you this Lamdus of the Shach.
What's the case of our Gemara, our Mishnah that says Ein and Mishnah? You have to say that the original brother was Meichel?
Oh, you mean you're saying if in this case everybody...
The original question was, was is that it's not a chiddush. Everybody agrees, and therefore it's not a chumrah.
You're saying in this case, the woman... Let's think for a moment. The first brother lent to the second brother. The second brother was meshubed to his wife. So now, he wants to hold the loan. In other words, it's like she lent to this guy, and this guy... No, actually, it's like she lent to the deceased. She lent to her husband, and her husband lent to the brother. And now, her husband died. So you're saying that everybody should say that she should be able to collect from... Everybody should say she should be able to collect from the Yavam, because you want to know, is it like he was Meichel? Is it like the husband, her husband was Meichel?
L'chair, we have to say that in order for it to be a chumra d'rnas.
Now, why would it be like he's Meichel? It could be because, I mean, if the pshat is I'm coming mikayach my husband, but I can't do that if he's not alive. Meaning maybe it is tantamount to... By the way, in a way you do see what we're saying, because he wants to say to her, you're not my Baal Dvarim, and the Gemara brings Rav Nosson to say, no, I am your Baal Dvarim. I am your Baal Dvarim. Not just you have to pay me, but I am your Baal Dvarim. Here I'm saying the Gemara wanted to say that maybe he could say to her, Lav Baal Dvarim Didiyat, to which Gemara says back, no, according to Rav Nosson, I am your Baal Dvarim. But you're asking everybody should agree that he should be able to, that she should be able to collect from him, unless you say the fact that the guy died, so at least you don't owe the money to him. I'm not sure. Okay, you're raising a good point. I'm not sure. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.